Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Joshua Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Date of birth is 8-4-1989. Date of service is 12-13-2023, period paragraph. The patient is 34-year-old African-American gentleman presenting to my office for resistant hypertension, suspicion for a secondary cause. He had an extensive workup done at St. Luke's and is outpatient by endocrinology that showed high metanephrine levels. Also, 24-hour urine collection showed high fractionated metanephrines and norepinephrines, period. His past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, no non-drug allergies, pre-paragraph. Social history, patient is married, no kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He works as a pharmacist. Family history, mother with breast cancer and hypertension, father with hypertension and atrial fibrillation. Siblings, two siblings are healthy. Patient symptomatology or review of symptoms reveals no headache except when he has uncontrolled hypertension, no blurred vision. He did have some chest tightness with episodes of hypertension and some palpitations. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no urinary symptomatology, and no leg swelling or other symptoms reviewed and are negative. Current medications include propranolol, amlodipine, and valsartan. Period. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active for light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anitic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pre-paragraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regular rate and rhythm, no menstrual nest 2, no menstrual, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, no skin rash noted, neuro exam is non-focal, pure paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. Normal aldosterone and plasma renin activities. Sodium 138, potassium 4.2, chloride 102, total 228, calcium 10.1, albumin 4.7, bilirubin 1.4. TSH 1.89, free T3, T 1.6, I'm sorry, free T4 is 1.6, free T3 is, total T3 is 101, negative thyroid antibodies, 24-hour urine collection for cortisol, free cortisol was normal, and the 24-hour urine collection for metanephrines was elevated at 245. Also at St. Luke's, he had elevated levels of fractionated metanephrines and norepinephrine in the urine. Pure paragraph. Assessment and plan more resistant hypertension with highly index of suspicion for pheochromocytoma. CT scan of the abdomen was completely negative. And MRI of the abdomen was negative. The next step will be to order a please add to the dictation the following. The next step would be to order the gallium 68 dotatate PET scan for localization on this patient, and we will go from there. Period paragraph. Also, we are going to switch his propranolol to carvedilol that has both beta and alpha blocker effect at 6.25 twice a day with titrate as needed. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks to discuss the results. Period paragraph and the report. Thanks.